presence of a goy or a Jew does this, that's called derech avoidah, and therefore he's chayiv. So the question is why? So mistomina, even by Baal Por, this was not the normal manner to worship. The normal manner was done, they used to excrete themselves right there in front of the avodah zarah, and they used to urinate there, but not later to throw the ball in front of him. This was not the normal manner of worshipping the avodah zarah. Still, what do you say, chayiv, over here? It must be because it's Cain Tanim. It's like a zrika that was done on the mizbeach. So again, even though the zrika on the mizbeach was done with blood, with dam, not with the meraglayim, but here we're talking about that they used to worship the avodah zarah with this meraglayim. So now, if somebody would do a zrika from it, you'd be chayiv. So vishleim ovet shemeraglayim, take the urine pot, so then ika zrika mishtaberes. If you throw that in front of the avodah zarah, that's like a regular zrika, that it spritzes all over. It's like mishtaberes, it breaks. So therefore, yichayiv is considered a zrika, an avodah, Cain, pinim, the way it was done in the Beis HaMikdash. Elot soya, that means it was a dried out soya. If so, my zrika mishtaberes. Like here, the goyim, they're feeding their avodah zarah with the soya, with the waste of a man. So how many knows it's a solid piece, it's a solid piece. So when they put it there, it doesn't break. So it's not called a zrika. So why does it say yichayiv over here? Samara says, v'tsoya lecha, we're talking about now wet waste. So therefore, since it's wet, when they throw it to put it there, it breaks. So that's called Cain zrika. That's why yichayiv. But if it would not be Cain tanim, then you'd be potter. Samara says, lemeka tanoi. Let's say this chiddush of Rav is a machlokes tanoim. We still learn like this. Shochat lo chagav. Let's say someone took a grasshopper and he shechted the grasshopper in front of the avodah zarah. So Rashi says, top Rashi in the middle, shochat lo chagav, l'chol avros kechov mishaboylam. Any avodah zarah in the world, bein darka, bein and darka bekach. Whether this is the way they worship or the way they don't worship with the chagav, it doesn't make a difference. But now somebody takes the chag of a grasshopper and he makes a shechita, he shechs the head off in front of the avodah zarah, as if he wants to worship the avodah zarah this way. So it's a machlokes. Reb Yehuda mechayiv, yes yechayiv. You're making a shechita. It's called an avodah, even though it's not a derech by this avodah zarah to worship it this way. But it's called kain penim. It's called a shechita as done in the Beis Hamikdash. For that, if you do an action like that to any avodah zarah, yechayiv. So the chachamim poter, chachamim say no yepoter. Well, some say this is not called a shechita on a chagav. Since it does not need a shechita, it's not considered a shechita. So my love isn't it, the whole committee, it is the machlokes over here. The ma'asov amrino and kain zvicha, that you have to have kain zvicha the way it was done in the Beis Hamikdash. One says kain, it's enough to have a kain zvicha, and here also mashma, this is called the kain zvicha. Just like by breaking a stick, he's saying it's called the kain zvicha. Here also, by cutting off the head of the grasshopper, that's like a shechita. And therefore, if you do this in front of the avodah zarah, it's called you're worshipping the avodah zarah. Umasava no, lo yamrinan kein zvicha. We do not say kein zvicha, ela kein tanim. But rather, you have to do exactly the way it's done inside the Beis Hamikdash. What do we do inside? We make a shechita on an animal. So it has to only be, if you take an animal and shech the animal in front of the avodah zarah, then you would be chayiv. But just taking a stick and breaking it in front of the avodah zarah, or here taking this chagav, this grasshopper, and shechting it, that means nothing. That's not considered kain penim. True, it's kain zvicha. It may look a little bit like a shechita because you're breaking something, but for sure it's not called kain penim. It's not a real zvicha the way it was done in the Beis Hamikdash. So here you see it's a machlokes tanoim in what Rav says, that Rav is mechadish that we just take a stick and you break the stick in front of the avodah zarah, that's called kain zvicha. That's like a shechita. And here we see it's the machlokes tanoim. Gemara says loy, maybe no, that's not the machlokes. The kuli yama, both of them could agree here. Loy yamrinan kain zvicha, elakain tanim binan. I'll tell you, both of them agree over here that it has to be like a shechita. That you'll only be chayiv by worshipping the avodah zarah if you do a shechita. But over here, what's the machlokes then? Hoshani chagav, a grasshopper is different. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda says yichayiv, even though really you have to do a shechita, because he holds on a grasshopper, also it's called like a shechita. since its head, its neck, is a long neck, it looks like the neck of an animal. So when you slice the neck, it looks like a shechita. Therefore, you're chayiv. But it could be both of them really like argue on Rav. Both of them hold, you do not say it's enough, kain or zivicha, something that's like a shechita, breaking a stick, but it has to be a shechita mamish. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Ravua, Omer Rav, Avoides Koichovim Shoiv Dumoisa B'makel. You have an Avoides Zorah, that the Goyim worship it with a stick. They shake the stick in front of the Avoides Zorah. That's the Derech Avoides. Now, Shovar Makel B'Fonev, somebody takes the sticks and breaks it now in front of them. So Chayiv, Yechayiv Misa, again, because it's called Kain Zvicha, it's like a Shechita, and also V'Nesaris. You know, the stick also becomes also Vano. This is called what? It's called now a takruvas of Avodah Zarah. So Rashi says, yeah, makel bein shavodasa b'shvira bein ein avodasa b'shvira heavy avodas l'schayiv heavy takruvas lesser. It's called you're worshipping the Avodah Zarah, and also it's called the takruvas. You're like serving it with this stick. So therefore this stick becomes also b'ano. What's going to be Zorak Makal Lefonel? Let's say it just throw the stick in front of the Avodah Zorah. So then Chayiv. He holds even for this, Yechayiv Misa. But Vienna Neseris, it does not become Osa Bahanor. It's not considered a Takruvus. So Rashi says, Zorak Makal Lefonel Chayiv means the Kugain Shavodosa Bezrika. Let's say the Avodah, the normal manner here to worship, is by throwing it. So then Yechayiv Misa. If you worship any Avodah Zorah, the normal manner, the way the Goyim worship at Yechayiv Misa. So therefore, we're talking about now that the derech was to throw sticks in front of the Avodah Zorah. So if you throw this stick, Yechayiv Misa, you worship the Avodah Zorah. Yeah, as the Rashi says in the Pasuk of Me'echa Yavdu, means any manner that Goyim worship the Avodah Zorah, if somebody does it, he's Chayiv Misa. But here the Chiddush is V'yena Neseris. The stick does not become Asav Ano Hamakil, Lehevei Tak Ruvais, Elamidit Kain Panim. Now it's a Chiddush. But that what we had before, that Takruvais Avodah Zorah is even more chomer than the Avodah Zorah itself, that the Avodah Zorah itself is Yeshla Bittel. If a guy comes and breaks it, it becomes Mutav Hanor. But Takruvais, a korban that was brought for the Avodah Zorah, the manner, the way you're serving the Avodah Zorah, the Takruvais was brought for the Avodah Zorah, that remains also Lielum. That has an Isra Mano, that's like a mace. It has too much mace on it. But when? Only if it's an Avodah Kain Panim. It's only if the Takruvais was like a Shechita, was like a Zrika, was like a Aktara. It has to be Kain Panim. If it's not called Kain Panim, it doesn't have any halacha of Takruvais. And it doesn't become Asa Bano at all. Yeah. So that's what he said here. If you throw the stick, even though it's a normal manner, still it's Ein Neseris. Oh, Malay Rav Nachman. So Rav said back to Rav Nachman, "My Shinor Shover. Why do you tell me if you break the stick? That's why you chayiv, and that's why it's also b'hanor. It's called the takruvas of like a shechita that's done le panim. If so, zorak nami. Even if you just throw the stick, heavenly kain zrika, it should also be like a zrika done in the base of midrash, and also it should have a lock of takruvas to be also b'hanor." So Amalei said back to him, no, Bina Zrika Mishtaberes Veleka. It has to be at least something like the Zrika that's done in the Beis Hamikdash. When you take blood and you spritz it, you sprinkle it, it spritzes all over. So that's called the Zrika. But here you just take the stick, the solid stick, and throw it, it stays in one piece, does not break, that's not called Kain Zrika. Therefore, the stick, if you break it, breaking it is called like Kain Zvicha, that's enough for Takruvas. That would make it also banor. But just throwing it, it's still muta banor. With Elamayat is so, I have a question. It says, Avnei Beis Makrulius, Vameh Yasr. I have a good question now. How do the stones on our Mishnah Beis Makrulius become also banor? Hey, the Havamina is now, again, we have first the original pile of three stones, and now they worship it by throwing stones to it. So when you throw a stone on the Makolius, the Avamina is now, the stone itself is not an Avodah Zorah. It's only Takruvas. That's the way you serve him. You serve the Avodah Zorah by throwing stones. Now a Zrika, by throwing a stone, the stone doesn't break. So it's not called a Zrika Kain Panim. So when you throw the stone on the makuvius, the stone should not become osabano. It's not called takrufa sabaydazara. It's not called kenpanim. So why does our Mishnah say the stones that fall off the pile are osabano? How do they ever become osabano? Elamayata avne base makuvius. But Yasru, why do the stones become also? It's only takruvos and it's not kain panim. Oh, Malays, he said back to me, you're right. Yeah. After the dikashli, I had this question also. The shaltiya l'rabba barvua, and I went to ask Rabba barvua. Rabba barvua also didn't have the answer, mashma. And he had asked l'chiyah barav, and he also didn't know. V'chiyah barav l'rab, and l'chiyah barav had asked rab. The yomalei, and finally rab answered them like this. That the reason why the stones of Makulius become Osabano, the Omele Nasa Kimagadal Avodis Kechavim. It's as if you're growing an Avodis Zara, meaning when they throw the stones there, they mean to make the stones into an Avodis Zara. So the stones are also because it itself becomes an Avodis Zara. Not because when you throw the stone, we'll soon see the Maskona, you have both things. That when they take these stones and throw it to the Makulius, they mean to do two things on Maskana, both to worship the Avodah Zorah that's there, and also to add this stone onto the Avodah Zorah, like to make it a bigger Avodah Zorah. So they mean to make the stone itself an Avodah Zorah. That's why the stones are also, not because it attacks Ruvis, but because it itself becomes an Avodah Zorah. So more so again, it depends. Honich leman diyama, Avodah kechavim shalev kechavim asur miyad. If you hold when a guy, if he makes himself an idol, he makes himself an Avodah Zorah, it becomes Osa Banor right away, even before he worships it. Then it's good. This stone, when you throw it there, you're making it part of the Avodah Zorah. So as soon as you make it part of the Avodah Zorah, it becomes Osa Banor. Elo lemandiyama. Achetavva, according to mandiyama, if a guy makes an Avodah Zorah, it's Mutah Banor until he worships it, you have to have an Avodah. If so, tishtori. To Olay Palchi. If so, the stone, when you throw the stone, you don't worship the stone itself. You only take the stone and mean to make the stone part of the Avodah Zorah. But the guy did not worship the stone right now. So even though he takes the stone and throws it on the Makulius, he does not mean to worship that stone. He only wants this stone now to worship the other stones. But he's not worshipping this stone itself. So this stone itself, why is it Osa Banor? You did not worship it yet. You only made it into an Avodah Zorah, but you didn't worship it yet. So Malay says, and this is not Shrom, Malay it back, I tell you, Kolachas v'yachis, nasis avodas kechavim, v'takrubas lachaverta. The pshat is true. When you throw your stone, right now when your stone lands on the pile, it itself does not become Osa Banor. Because you're making it into an Avodah Zorah, but you didn't worship it yet. But when the next guy comes and throws his stone, when he throws his stone, he means to worship all the stones that are there. So when the second stone is thrown, the second stone makes the first stone also. Because when you throw it, you mean to worship the stones that are there already, and also to make this part of the Avodah Zorah. So the next stone makes your stone also. So good, everyone is us except the last one though. The last stone that was there, that doesn't become also by now. So, is so, that's right, so, Miyotish story. The last stone should be Mutta. Because the last stone that was thrown, nobody worshipped that stone itself. So true, they made it into an Avodah Zorah, but according to this man, Dioma, when a guy makes an Avodah Zorah, it doesn't become Osa Banor. Oh, Malay, he said, that came true, but that doesn't bother me. Iyadato lo zil shakli. If you could tell me, if you know which stone was the last stone, if you have your name written on it, then just take the stone home with you. But usually we don't know which stone is the last one. Therefore, every other one is Osa Banor. That's why all of them are Osa Banor. Yeah? Ravashi Yomar, Ravashi like this, the Maskon is like this, Ravashi Yomar, Kol Achas Yachas. Means like just saying, every single time you take a stone and throw it to the Makulius, it's like this, two things happen. Nasis Takruvis Li Atzmo, V'Takruvis Lechaverto. You need to do two things now. You need to take this stone and to worship the stone also. When you're throwing the stone, like you have three things in mind. You're taking this stone and you want to worship the other stones there. You want to worship this stone also. And you also want the stone to land there and to be part of the big Avodah Zorah. You have every machshava in your mind. Therefore, at one shot of atakas, this stone becomes Osa Banor. Not because you're serving with it, but because it itself becomes an Avodah Zarah. You want this stone to add on to that pile to make it into a bigger pile, a bigger Avodah Zarah. Where did you worship it? Yes. When you threw the stone, you're also worshiping the stone. It's like Bavas Achas, you mean to worship the stone, and the stone should be part of the Avodah Zarah. Therefore, the stone becomes also Banoah, Al Talacha, the Avodah Zarah, not Takruvis. The difference is, there's a bittle. If a guy now would take these stones and pave roads with them, make a road, it'd be mutabano. You could be mavato these stones, because they do not have the lach of a takruvais. They only have a lach of avodah zarah itself. Tonight, we learned like this next Mishnah. Motza b'roishoi tzus. If you find on top of this avodah zarah of makulius, you find clothing, or else moyas the money. By kelim, you find kelim utensils. Harei l'mutarim. You know how to take them home, the mutabano. There's no din takruvus on these things. It's mutabano. And Stal Sun says it's not called noiv, it's not called you beautifying the avodah zarah. Therefore, it's mutabano. Parchili anov, you find clusters of grapes. The etorah shel shibolim, or stalks made into a etorah, like a crown. The yenos, or wine. Shimonim, or oil. The siltas, a flower. The chodavah shekiyotzeh by probably gabi mizbeach. For anything else that they serve in the Mizbeach, in the Beis HaMikdash. Also, if you find these things on top of the Avodah Zarah, then it's also Bano. The most proud of these things, what's that Ruvais, and it's Cain Tanim, therefore it's also Bano. Now, Bishleim Yenois Shimonim V'Siltois Iko Cain Tanim. I understand. It's Mamish Cain Tanim with wine, there was Nisach HaYayin, Shimonim and Siltois they made the Malachas with. V'Iko Cain Drikim Ishtabaris. And when you take these things and throw it also, it's the Zrika, that's Mr. Beres, wine, oil, and flour also. When you throw the flour, it spreads all out. Ela parchili anovim v'yitro shel shibolim. You take this cluster of grapes, or else stalks, loikein pinimika, there's no avoida with grapes in the Beis HaMikdash. We don't worship with, we're not makriv grapes on the Mizbeach. And the same thing, not stalks. Loikein zrika Mr. Beres. And if you throw these things, they don't break. So of course, neither. So what does the next Mishnah say? If you find cluster of grapes on top of the Avodah Zarah, it's also Bano. I'll tell you, we're talking about now when the guy first cut off these grapes, he had a mind to serve the Avodah Zarah with these grapes. So cutting it off is like a zvicha. That's like a shita. You're cutting it off. So the shot, he cut it off the tree, off the vine, he had intentions then to worship. Therefore, it's called the Cain Zvicha. That's why it becomes Asa Bano. Now, Omer Rav Avuah Rav Yechonah, Minayin Lizaveyach Behema Balas Mum. The Avodas Kechavim Shupata, how do we know if you shecht an animal, L'shem Avodah Zarah, but it's a Balas Mum, it has a Mum on it, we'll soon see what type of a Mum. So since this carbon cannot be brought Lizaveyach, it's not called enough for the Avodah Zarah either. And therefore, you pot the Misa. Shemar the Pasuk says, Zaveyach Elohim Yechorim, if you shech to another Avodah Zarah Yechorim, Bilti Hashem Levadi, you should only shech to Hashem. So it's like this, Le'yosru Torah Le'kein Pnim, you only chay if you shech to an Avodah Zarah, such a korban that could be brought Lefnim, could be brought on the Mizbeach. So since a Balas Mum, if it has a blemish on the animal, you can't bring it for korban, you pot if you shech to Hashem Avodah Zarah. Heavy Borah Rav is the question. Vamai, what type of a blemish? Ilayma b'dukin shabai in a small slit in the eye. And so why? Why do you say a potter? Hashtu l'vnei noyach. Chazi l'gvoya b'bama d'du. A guy, he could bring a korban on his bama, and by him there's no psul of dukin shabayin. By a guy, a small bal mum, a small blemish, does not pass on the korban. We'll soon see what passes. If so, if a guy could bring on his bama, l'shem Hashem, the Avodah Kechavim Miboi, so for sure they could bring it for their Avodah Zarah. Meaning whoever brings this for the Avodah Zarah should be Chayiv Misa. Hell, the case must be here, the Mechus Eiver. The Torah now where the animal is missing a limb. If it's missing a limb, that cannot be brought for Korban, even for a guy. Ukurabiloza. The Yom Rebelozo, Mina Yinu Mechus Eiver. Shuot Leben Noyach. How do we know if the guy has an animal that's missing a limb? That it's also for him to bring it to worship the Avodah Zarah, or to bring it even for Korban, he can't bring it on the Bama. Shneimer says, "O Mikol Achai, Mikol Bosa Shnayim Mikol." Bring from all the animals too.
Oh.
Yeah. is Omra Torah says, Habo behema, bring animals, Shechayin Roshi Avorm Shaloh. The, all the limbs are still there. Such an animal you could use for korban. But if it's missing a limb, then it's possible for korban. Yeah. So that's how we know that a mechusar eiver is possible for a ben noich. So that's the question. We need it for something else. Lemute treifa. And if the animal is a treifa, you cannot use it for korban. But I do not know that a mechusar eiver. Sometimes it could be a missing a limb, and it won't be a treifa. So Mar says, no. Milachaya zeranatka. I know that it can't be a treifa from the pasuk that it gives off children. So mashma treifa cannot have children. Gemara says that's a machlokes. Panichal aman diyam a treifa any yoled is very good. So you know treifa from the pasuk milachaya zero, and therefore the pasuk of mikol achai I use for roshi avorim. Elo aman diyam a treifa yoled. If you hold it even a treifa could give birth, maikol amema. So for the pasuk milachaya zero, I do not know a treifa. So I need the pasuk mikol chai to teach me treifa. So how do I know that a mechusar eiver is possible? So makro the moris the pasuk says itcho that the animals coming into the teva should be itcho means b'doim lecho. They should be like you noyach. So just like you are a tam, the animals also have to be a tam. They cannot be a treifa. Therefore mikol chai teaches me that it has to have rosh yavur. The moris says no. The dilma may be noyach gufa treifa. It may be noyach himself was a treifa. The Gemara says, Tamim Ksiv, they says he's a Tam. He was whole. Dilma Tamim Midrashav. That it's a Tzadik Ksiv, they says no, he says it's a Tzadik. So what? Dilma Tamim Midrashav, his actions, his ways was Tam. The Tzadik Lemaiso. His roads and his actions were both like a Tzadik. So, Gemara says, no, Lemot Zam, you can't tell me the Ner Gufa Trefa, the Ner himself was really Trefa. Because these Tzadik, if you can tell me to think, that Ner Trefa, they, so what kind of star is it? Omele Rachman, the Torah Hashem says, "Bekavos Achayil." You have to bring animals like you. Does that make any sense that there should be sivui only to take treifas? Let's say Nech was a treifa. So Pesach is telling me you can only take a treifa. Doesn't make any sense. Shleimim loytayil, but you can't bring in an animal that's sholim. It doesn't make any sense. So Pshita, what the Pesach means is Noach was a sholim. Noach was not a treifa. And the Pesach is teaching us that all the animals that are brought into the teva were also shleimim and not treifas. So therefore, treif I know from this Pesach. So I use the word mikol achai, teach us rosh yavur. Hashti, the Moshe says, Hashti, nafko, meyitcho, if so, lechai yazera lomli. What do I need the Pesach, lechai yazera, to have children? What do I need it for? I know a treifa is no good, and I know you need rosh yavur. So Moshe says like this, I meyitcho, just in the Pesach, yitcho has to be like you, noyach, have a minul etzavs of yama. It should be somebody that should be a companion for you, as long as you have another animal here. But maybe the afilu zokin, even though he's an older animal, they can't have children. The afilu saris, that he can't have children. Kamashmul and lachayu zera, that no, the animals that come in, not only can't there be a treifa, not only do they have to have all the evorim, but they also have to be young and healthy, that they can have children. Those are the animals that are brought into the teva. So Kopon has to check by a guy that for him, if it's only a mum, he could bring it for korban on the boma. Therefore, if he brings it for avodah zarah, he's chayiv. That's what we said before. Your potter is only if you have an animal that's missing roshi yevorim. It's missing an arm or a leg. So such a thing is not fit to be brought for korban. It's not called kain pnim. Therefore, if you shecht it now, l'shem the avodah zarah, your potter, you're not chayiv misa. Right, Omer Rebbe Loza, Minayin L'Shoichet Beim El Makul Yeshuchayim. How do I know if anybody, Goy or a Jew, takes an animal and shechts it in front of the Makulis, that Yechayim Misa? In other words, it's not a derech. The derech by Makulis was just to take stones and throw it there. Nobody took an animal and made a shechita. So it's not a derech to worship this way. So how do I know now if you make a zricha there Yechayim? Shneem, the Apostle says like this, Ulo Yizbuchu Oid Es Zivchayim Lasirim. They're not shecht anymore to avoid the Zoras in 8 years, but rather to Hashem. So in the Indian, the Kadaka, if you do not need this posse, that let's say the way they worship the avoid the Zoras was with the Shechita, so Pshita Yechayim. Because of the posse that says, Eicha Yadwa Goyim Eila, Eslaheyim. Meaning any way, any normal manner, the way the Goyim worship their avoid the Zoras, if a Jew would do it, he'd be Chayiv Misa. Like let's say Bamakulius, the Derech is to throw stones, so whoever throws stones to the Makulis, he's Chayiv Misa. That's what we learn after this Pasuk, Eicha Yavdu. any normal manner, the way they worship their Avodah Zarah, whoever does that manner, he's chay. Now another pasuk says, "Lo yitzbuchu oid, do not make a shechita." So if it's a derech, a normal manner to shech in front of the Avodah Zarah, shechita yichay. So you don't need it for the derech. So to Nuinyan, l'shaloi kadarka, use this first pasuk of "Lo yitzbuchu oid yisivchayim lasirim," do not shech anymore to an Avodah Zarah in a case of makulis, where the derech is not to make a shechita. The derech is just to throw stones. Still, if you do an avoida kein pnim, if you do a shechita, or a zrikas hadam there, or you do a haktorah, you burn keteris in front of the avoida zara, in front of any avoida zara, yichay. Learn out from here, kein pnim yichay. Ah, for the Gemara, is it true that this pasuk v'yisbuch avoid comes for this, to teach us that yichay for a shechita shleik a derech? But me, we need a spot for something else. Look at the Tanya, like we learned. At kan who medaved the kochim shekdishim v'shas iser habomis, the grievim v'shas iser habomis.